This is an interview with Kevin Jackson. Kevin and I work together at HealthSouth. He is one of the directors that I brought into the department because he had a good solid business experience as well as audit background. And since then, Kevin has moved on to become an audit director at Sanmina, one of the largest contract manufacturing businesses in the country. But I'd like Kevin to just tell us some of the experience he had before he came to HealthSouth.
Prior to coming to HealthSouth, I had the position of finance director for Aramark Corporation. And prior to that, I spent about 6 years at Memorex Telex Corporation. Memorex Telex is a computer manufacturer and service provider. And I started as one of their audit managers and was promoted to finance director over the Mexican operations, then put together a leveraged buyout and bought the Mexican operations, and then ran Mexican operations for about another 2 years as the chief executive officer and sold the company in 1999. And prior to that time frame, I had worked in various organizations holding different positions in internal audit. Currently here at Sanmina, I am the director of internal audit for North America region, about $9 billion. But one of the most challenging and fun opportunities that I have had was during my time at HealthSouth. The opportunity to come in and help put together an audit function after the company was devastated as a result of massive fraud, that was exciting. It was always something to do. It was always something new to do. There were situations where we were able to discover new processes, put new processes in place. I had the opportunity there to work on several investigations related to potential fraud. And so that was a huge challenge, and I really enjoyed that. I thought our working relationship was fantastic. Coming into HealthSouth, watching you put together the auditor organization, I learned quite a bit. One of the things, the biggest challenges for me, and that really stretched my thinking along the lines of internal audit, was the way you had put together a team of people with very good audit experience, but also people with good business knowledge. Just the exchange of information and communication flow in that environment was just absolutely phenomenal. Your door was always open. You challenged us. You stretched us to be better at how we presented our reports. You stretched us to expand on and go further than we had in the past, researching our information to make sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And also, just watching you interact with the management team and the discussion of some of the very complicated issues that we came across at HealthSouth was great. You've always been very easy to talk to, very approachable. It was a fantastic working relationship. The biggest thing I would say is that it definitely brought my thinking in terms of what's required to put together an effective audit department. One of the things that I had to do here at Sanmina, when I got here, the audit function had been pretty much decimated as a result of a merger between Sanmina and SCI Corporation, and all but a few of the auditors had left. So when I set out to rebuild the audit department here, and I remembered how you had approached putting together the team. Also, I definitely took with me the commitment to quality in writing the audit reports and in pouring over that report with the understanding that that is our product that we deliver to our customers, the process owners. And so that definitely has impacted my tenure here and how I approach putting together the audit department here. The discussions that we used to have and the way that you would analyze the controls have been very, very helpful. And stepping back and asking questions as to whether or not this is, in fact, a key control, the process of making sure that we are adequately prioritizing controls. One of the first things I did when I got here to Sanmina was do exactly that. When I came in the door, I think we had something a little over 90 key controls. By going through that process, asking the questions as to whether or not it's the key controls, something that you taught us all to do, I think we're down now to about 40, just under 40 key controls. And we've eliminated a lot of items that were actually procedures, but that were masquerading as key controls before. not only saving ourselves time, Tom, but also focusing on the right things. We have definitely cut the amount of time that it takes to perform a SOX review. And the process owners have commented repeatedly that the things that we are concentrating on are the right things, and that those are the things that are relevant. So I think that of the group you were able to put together, there were four directors, and each of us came from a slightly different background. And that brought to the table a broader perspective and some shared thinking we could all learn from. Having that solid director level that you put together, and also supporting us on the individuals that we wanted to hire, we were able to make the contribution of developing a strong audit department that was well respected throughout the company. The proof is of the people that made up the audit department. Two of the directors were promoted out from a director to a VP slot, and on the internal audit staff, we had several people that were promoted out internally within the company, which speaks volumes for the perception of the quality of the audit function. I think that was a huge contribution, because the audit function brought back some confidence that the company sorely was lacking in the audit function. We had an opportunity to look at several potential fraud situations. I know on my team, we recovered over $300,000, where we actually brought that money back into the bottom line. We were able to contribute to a streamlining in the process of the financial closing calendar. It was taking close to 18 days to close. Based on our conversations and looking at these processes and turning these processes upside down, we were able to contribute at least a four-day reduction in that process. I think that hands down, the audit function in the company was well thought of, and that was purely, in my opinion, and completely because of the leadership that you had brought into the audit department. The audit department was very well perceived, and there were numerous times where I would get a phone call, and the person on the other end of the phone would ask for internal audit's opinion on a process before it was implemented, or they would invite us to meetings to participate the implementation of a new system. So I think that from a managerial standpoint, we were viewed as a resource to the organization and also a value-added resource. We had won the respect of the management and the leadership of the company. Two directors were promoted out to vice president positions by senior management. And in both of these positions, we interacted with senior management. So I think that we were viewed very, very well by senior management. The biggest thing that I've learned, Tom, during the time that we work together, is that we, in fact, should be a value-added resource to the company. Now, our role is not to be there to point fingers, but our role is to call it as we see it, to be ready to offer a viable, workable, cost-effective solution to problems that we find. The audit function can be a function of a Monday morning quarterback, or it can be a function of value-added resource. I would say that the biggest thing that I've learned is that it's very critical for the audit function to be a value-added resource across the organization. And also, in this new SOX environment, not to go overboard and take the pendulum so far that the control environment becomes a hindrance to normal operations. That was something that I felt we had a very, very good balance of at HealthSouth. Because of the environment of HealthSouth, it was very important to make sure that we had a very, very strong control environment, because the internal control environment was being scrutinized by numerous government agencies and outside interested parties. But at the same time, I thought that we were able to strike a very good balance to make sure that the control environment was strong, that it wasn't so burdensome. It hindered the operations of the organization. If they do, in fact, bring you on board, I think that they will definitely get value for their investment. Tom, your approach is fantastic, and your perspective is absolutely amazing. The insight and experience, I just think, is absolutely wonderful. And once you grow the company, give me a call. I'd love to work with you again. I mean that sincerely. Working with you has been truly one of my best experiences, and I've been in corporate for 25 plus years.